relevant knowledge. When a company does not have a branch office or representative abroad, but wants to develop its markets, it often seeks the help of agents, who may be either an individual or a firm employed to act as a middleman on behalf of the principal, but in their own names. For example, an agent may help an exporter in establishing marketing channels and increase the exporter's sales in that country. An exporter may have commission agents residing in the importer's country to push the sale of a certain article on its behalf, while an importer may appoint commission agents in the exporter's country to buy on its account. As long as a company takes it into consideration to appoint an agent, it should start from an investigation in detail into any relevant, worthy information of prospective agents, such as the qualifications, experience, and personal qualities. The would-be agent should be a respectable and experienced businessman with long-term established position and distinguished reputation. He has the efficient organization and facilities to do a good job. He has a long-term interest in handling the exporter's product and has established connections in the market. An agent appointed should keep abreast of local market conditions and the market for operation. He knows better what goods local people welcome most and what prices the market will bear. He offers many more valuable services and information to the exporter. The terms and conditions of agency should be made clear and definite before the agreement is signed by the parties concerned. They are as follows: the principal and the agent, the type and the nature of the agency, e.g. general agency, exclusive agency or sole agency, and agency, a buying agent for importer. A Del Cadere agent for merely transmitting orders, a home agent, and an overseas agent. The products the agent appointed for, the territory to be concerned, the agent's authority granted by the principal, the duties of agent and principal, the duration of the agency, commission for the agent, details of expenses to be allowed, such as for faxes and telephone calls, the law governing the agreement and the method of arbitration in case of the event of dispute, matters and so much and so on are especially important when foreign agents are appointed, since they will be working without local supervision or control. They must handle business transactions in strict accordance with the provisions of the agency agreement signed between himself and his principal. Opening sentence. We learn that you are looking for a reliable firm which has good relations in electric apparatus line to be your representative in Hong Kong. We are planning to appoint an agent with an efficient sales organization in the area to promote the development of our market. Your proposal is appreciated that you offer your services in sales of our products on a sole agency basis. But first of all, we find it necessary to know the regular quantity you guarantee to sell monthly. We are writing to inquire whether we could perhaps begin discussing an arrangement whereby we handle your camera exclusively in the UK. We are happy to receive your letter of the 21st of July, that is, with copy of your formal agency agreement and a copy of your catalogue. Middle part. We would like to obtain the opportunities to expand our service to your company. Agents play roles of manufacturer's marketing arm, which can keep them informed of latest developments, and their eyes and ears in the marketplace. We are interested in expanding our business in remote areas, though we are represented in many Asian countries, where our goods are selling well. We are well known also for our experienced staff of sales representatives who can carry out your sales program. During my agency with Yongfang Company, I had first-hand experience of promoting cosmetics. We It would be helpful for me to act as agent for the sale of your products. As our exclusive agent, you should undertake neither to sell any competitive products of any other manufacturers, nor re-export our products to any other areas outside your own. If you accept our application to be agents for sales of your furniture, we should like to be able to discuss with you about the commission rate. If you are not already represented in Paris, we should like to offer our services as your agents. We would like to offer a trial period of 12 months. If everything goes successfully, we can renew the agency agreement on its expiry. We used to represent ABC Company, one of your rivals. But as they have established their own branch in the district and no longer need our services, we are now free to offer ourselves as your agents. Closing sentence. As this is a worthy proposal, we are convinced that it will have your approval. As soon as the agency agreement is signed, we will take pleasure in drawing up a circular immediately for distribution to our customers, making an announcement of your appointment as our agents. If you offer us this chance of agency, we should make every effort to further your interests. We would be grateful for your recommendation of a reliable and competent firm as our representative. We express our heartfelt gratitude for your offering us this opportunity to take up your agency here. Gentlemen, we understand that your corporation is not yet represented in Taiwan, and therefore we write to offer our services in this respect. We are sure that you know very well the advantage of representations. This is especially necessary when foreign producers or exporters want to do a large volume of business with Taiwan, because all military and industrial purchases are done by open tenders. It is only through a regular representative that you will have a chance to offer or bid in time and effectively. The International Trading Company is a well-known firm with 30 years of history and integrity in China's foreign trade. We have very good connections with the procurement agencies and government enterprises. We know how to meet tender requirements and could handle them effectively and successfully. We shall be very much pleased to act as your sole distributor in Taiwan for your products. We like to have exclusive arrangements with you. Please kindly consider our request and give us your consent in appointing us as your exclusive representatives in China for mutual benefit. We hope to receive the detailed terms under such distributors' agreements. Please also let us know the percentage of commissions which you will give us in each transaction. Looking forward to receiving your favourable reply with your name. Yours very truly, yours. Gentlemen, our dealings with you in the past 6 months have given us the impression that your firm has no representatives in China in the distribution of your principal products produced in America. As our transactions have been very satisfactory to you, we now like to offer our services as a regular manner. We wish to be your exclusive representatives in Taiwan beginning from this year. In other words, we like to serve as sub-agent. To be more specific, we wish to say that we are interested in American drugs, for we are already representing in a few other lines. The Chinese public are in need of new preparations and antibiotics. We hope you will be good enough to accept our proposal, and let us know your terms and conditions, especially the amount of commission or discount which you will be willing to give us. Very truly yours, dear sirs, we take the liberty to write you this letter to ask you if you are already a representative in South Korea, as we are interested in acting as your sole agents for the sale of your bicycles, both for adults and for children, to our country. We are one of the largest long-standing establishments in all kinds of machines. We have better knowledge of the market here and good business relations with the domestic wholesalers
and the leading retailers. We visited your stand at Shanghai Bicycle Exhibition the other day, and we think the high quality, attractive design, and reasonable prices of your bicycles will appeal to our customers. We feel confident that if you give us any opportunity to deal in your goods, the result will be entirely satisfactory to both of us. We handle a couple of other agencies, but they are in non-competing lines. As to our financial standing and reliability, we wish to refer you to our bank or the other manufacturers which we cooperate with. They will offer you the first-class references that prove us agents of the highest integrity. We are looking forward to your favourable reply. Yours faithfully,